AC/DC is one of the hottest selling groups in the rock industry today. Every record store manager that I talked to, I asked, who is your hottest selling group? What is your hottest selling album? Every time that I've interviewed a manager, they have without hesitation told me AC/DC. First of all, what does AC/DC stand for? On the street, we're talking about AC/DC stands for bisexual. On our radios, we have an AC and a DC, an alternating current and a direct current. Well, they've tried to imply the same, that it doesn't matter what type of sex they have. And this is the type of song that is saturated, or type of group that is saturated, elementary schools. You go into an elementary school today and you will find 8 and 9 year olds throughout the school wearing AC/DC t-shirts and hats. One of their recent albums is called If You Want Blood. Let me describe the album cover for you. It has a picture of one of the singers with a guitar, the neck of the guitar, jammed into his stomach. Blood is coming out of his stomach, running down his body, and his mouth is open in contortions like he's painfully being killed. If You Want Blood, remember what I talked about as far as demonic worship, blood sacrifices? If You Want Blood, you turn the album cover over, and on the back, you see You've Got It. And it shows him lying dead alone on the platform with the neck of the guitar sticking out his back and blood oozing out of both sides of his body. And this is what our young people are listening to. Another album that they have is called Highway to Hell. And it pictures the group standing together with one of the group members having horns protruding right out of his head and he's holding a tail. I wonder who he's trying to impersonate. They have songs like Highway to Hell, Rock and Roll Damnation, Let There Be Rock, and Hell in a Bad Place to Be. Their newest release is called For Those About to Rock, We Salute You. And what I've done is I've taken a few taped excerpts of this album, For Those About to Rock, We Salute You. For Those About to Rock, We Salute You. They repetitiously sing that over and over again. That is the name of their new album. Included on that album is called Inject the Venom. I want you to get a piece of what this sounds like. I believe by the time that we get done playing these taped excerpts on AC/DC, we will know exactly what type of venom they want to inject. The next song that it goes into is called Evil Walks. They sing, evil walks, evil sleeps beside you, evil talks, evil's all around you. Listen. Sounds evil, doesn't it? Can you imagine hearing that at a much higher volume, at a decibel level that almost hurts your ears in a regular rock concert? The next part that I have on tape for you is I wanted to show you how much time they give a person who's listening to this message, who's getting this venom, to stop thinking about what they just heard. Now, I want to play the very end of this song of Evil Walks, and we're going to go right into the very next one, which is COD, Care of the Devil. Listen, there's only about 1 second in between the two songs. Now, Not much time, is there? They don't give you a rest. The song that we just went into is called COD. I didn't know what COD meant until they played the song. COD means care of the devil. I talked about repetition, about getting a point across by repetitious lyrics. Well, in this song, they repetitiously said, the devil and the devil and me, some 18 times. I want to play a portion of this song for you so you can hear what the hottest selling group, one of the hottest selling groups in the rock market today, is playing for our 8 and 9 year olds and on up.